Now it's time to talk all things outdoors with Steve Carney from Steve Carney Outdoors. Steve Carney Outdoors is brought to you by AutoFix in Ottertail, an independent family-run shop that knows how important it is to get you in and taken care of quickly. Find out more at AutoFixRepairs.com. Good morning, Steve.
Hey, good morning, you guys. You sound very cheery this morning.
It's Friday, that's why. Plus, you're on the phone line with us.
Well, that's nice of you. I'm ready to hit the water here. It's been a tough week, you guys. It's August. Man, the water temperatures are creeping up into the 80s. I've seen 80 on a couple lakes this week. And yeah, it's been a tough go. Very typical for August. Fish are very scattered. The walleyes have been very deep. Kind of hard to get them going. They're 28 to maybe 45 feet of water, and it's been a challenge. Panfish has been a challenge, but I can't wait for August to get over, to be honest with you. August is a tough month, and a lot of bait fish out there, I'm telling you. There's pods of suspended bait fish, young of the year perch all over the place, so we're competing with a lot of food in the lakes right now, so that's why it's so tough.
Well, is this time of year when that water temperature really creeps up there, like you said, up into the 80s, is it really kind of pushing the fish down to a deeper depth to try and stay a little bit cooler then?
Well, yeah, there's what's called a thermocline where the warm water meets the cold, and that could be 20 feet, 25 feet, depends on the lake, and, you know, it's more of a comfort zone for them. But, you know, a lot of the bait fish are also suspended out there, too, so they're kind of where the food is. But, you know, walleyes, crappies, you know, they all kind of do different things. You know, they're not doing the same thing. There's fish in the weeds, there's fish out suspended deep. There's fish on rocks, there's fish on shoreline. So they're all doing, you know, pretty much different things. But again, it's mostly lake. And some of my go-to lakes that I've been on for the last 3 months that have been so good are really not right now. So I'm kind of scrambling, getting on some new water and trying to find some new fish because it's just a tough go. And, you know, the heat during the day is really, you know, tough on your body, actually. So I'm trying to get out at 5:30, 6 in the morning, and then get off by 11 just to avoid the heat.
Oh,
but
yeah,
we have a nice week coming up next week.
Yeah.
It's 70s. I like that. And I think that's going to help a lot. It might even drop the water temperature a couple degrees. So I'm really looking forward to the 70s next week.
When you have the water temperature get as high as it does in the dog days of summer, I know there's certain times of year you like live bait, other times you like artificial bait. Is it even worth it in the month of August to try and keep minnows or crawlers alive to use for crappie fishing, walleye fishing, or is it just artificial to this point for simplicity purposes?
Yeah, that's exactly right. Simplicity is the best way to describe it. And I've been using crawlers very deep and, you know, putting a little air in them, getting them up nice and high off the bottom. I've been using spinner rigs with bottom bouncers, kind of trigger bites, and that's what August fishing is really like. You know, these fish are deep and they're just relaxed and they're loafing. They're not feeding. And so we go with spinner blades, Colorado blades, under like a 2 ounce bottom bouncer and try to go through these pods of fish and try to trigger them to bite. And that's what a spinner will do in August. It really, you know, you get kind of a reaction bite when you go through there because it's noisy and vibrates. And I use plastics mostly. Instead of using live crawlers, mainly because of the sunfish are usually deep as well and they beat up your crawlers, but you can get by with a 6-inch plastic worm on a spinner rig and just keep going through these pods. And usually you can get one biter or maybe two out of there and then you move on. So it's not like May and June. This is, you know, where you pluck one here, you pluck one there, and that's just kind of, you know, as much success as you're going to get. And the panfish are also not schooled up. They're just, you get one on a spot, then you get one on a spot over there, and they're just very scattered, and a lot of them are just buried in the weeds right now. Very hard to get them out of there. They're buried at the root base, and they're just very difficult to get them motivated to hit a bait right now. So August and September can be like this, but it'll start getting better in October and November. A lot of the bait fish will be knocked down from predation, and that's why fall fishing is so good. The food sources are drying up, and it's a little tougher for them to get a meal. But right now, man, they got all they can handle, and, you know, that's why it's so tough.
So every spring I use artificials for walleye fishing, whether it's on lake shore, on the rivers, or on breakpoints. But I've never done it with a harness in that deep water, that 30-ish foot of any sorts. Is it basically you rig it up the same way that you would a live crawler, and then on top of that, do you add any scents or anything of those sorts? Do you try and get a specific style or scented one to try and add on top of that noise that spinner creates?
No, not really. There's a bunch of different techniques you can use. You can use what's called a glide bait, which is it's kind of like a jigging rapala, where it's more of an ice fishing bait that you fish vertically. When you spot these fish, you can drop this straight down below the boat and snap it, and it's an artificial, and that'll trigger a bite. Or the spinners going through there with, the thing about a spinner is they don't have time to see if that bait is live or it's fake. It's coming by pretty quick, about 1.4, 1.5, and it's a reaction bite. So when you have plastic on it, they don't really know it's plastic. They just hit it out of instinct. And crawlers, another way is just to use a plain live bait rig, about a 10-foot snell, and put a crawler on it and get it up high off the bottom and just drag it right through those pods or whatever break line you're fishing. And those are kind of the three go-tos that I use. And you know, usually one of the three will work. But again, you're trying to coax fish that are not active. They're very neutral, and they're just sitting there hanging out. And you got to put it and bang them right on the head to get them to bite. But it's not impossible at this time of year. It's just a little bit more difficult.
With fishing such deep water now in the warmer time of the year like this, trying to get to that thermocline or even below it in 30, 35, 25 foot of water, is it still crucial to get your sunrise and sunset bites? Or is there a different time of day that is kind of that's decent for you with how deep they're going to be?
Not really. A lot of it depends on the water quality. You know, if it's clear water, dark water, is it sunny out? Is it overcast? And a lot of those will, you know, give you clues on where you should start in the morning. But the thing about deep water walleyes is that when you bring them up from 30, 35, 40 feet, that fish is not going to survive. You know, people think, well, I can bring it up and release it and it'll be fine. Well, no. About 90% of those fish you release do not make it from deep water. So you want to make sure you take one or two and you keep what you catch and then move on. You don't want to sit there and catch 5, 6, 7, 8 of them because they're not going to survive. So you have to be very diligent when they're in deep water like this and only, you know, take what you catch and then leave them alone and don't exploit that resource. Just be responsible. You know, I take a couple for dinner, that's it, and then I move on. And those fish just can't take that. It's a barometric thing when you bring them up from deep water like that. It's too tough on them, on their swim bladders, and they won't survive. So take one or two for dinner and then, hey, move on. Go catch some bass.